Joining me now on Dry River Blues is Joey Burns. Lead singer and guitarist for the band Calexico, a group he co-founded in 1996 with drummer John Convertino. They have a new album out called The Thread That Keeps Us, and they will be playing Tricky Falls in El Paso on April 19th. And I'm thrilled to have him joining me now. Mr. Burns, welcome to the Dusty Banks.
Thanks so much.
I guess you might be familiar with the region since I heard John lives in El Paso now.
That's right, yeah. John is extremely, well, we're all really excited, but of course John is the most excited because he lives there.
Yes.
And is nearby.
Yes, this is a convenient tour stop and quite a convenient way for him to start the tour, right?
It really is. We'll pick you up and we'll be on stage in a few hours after that.
And there you go. But of course, Tucson's not too bad a haul either.
No, super short. It's kind of amazing. For me, you know, a lot of the cities along I-10 feel sort of connected in a way. You know, this highway travelers, seasonal migration of people and animals.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I wanted to get into that because I'm from the desert, and so I'm always intrigued to talk to people who aren't from the desert, but fall in love with it. And that definitely seems to be what happened with you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, growing up in Southern California, well, first of all, I was born in Montreal, Canada.
Oh, okay.
And so I moved to Southern California when I was maybe 1 year old. But, you know, I think that a lot of people have that quest to find out who they are or where they come from. You know, ancestrally, emotionally, musically, maybe in some ways, artistically, you know, what calls to you? And music has always been the most strongest calling and thread.
I was just standing, turning around. That's when they caught me heading down. Keep on going, don't look away. That's what they tell me, that's what they say.
Played jazz, played rock and folk, classical music in college, whatever kind of music, I was into it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that's always kind of propelled me is just not getting stuck in the same kind of music for the most part.
Yeah, that's what they tell me, that's what they say. You're a pretty thought, I suppose. Yeah, I'm just trying to hold up as I go. And one day I swear I'll spread my wings. I'm on my way to find.
And then when I came to Tucson with the band Giant Sand and stayed on living in Tucson, I was sort of intrigued with the history of the music of the Southwest.
I'm on my way to find a thing. It wasn't just me playing those games. Still, it's my own fault just the same. These crystal fields are wearing
thin. It resonates with a lot of music around the world and over the years. spaghetti western soundtracks from Ennio Morricone or Dino Rota, or the surf music, there's an element of twang here. It's the exact opposite of the Pacific Coast or being by a great body of water.
I opened up, I let you in. I'm walking with a fortune teller. I can see my own way home, but I don't like this dark road anymore, and I don't wanna be alone for long.
Desert has that depth, and I think that as much as it is about light, there is also a darkness here.
Don't wanna be alone for long. I don't wanna be on this dark road alone.
And so I liked how this sort of regionalism had, you know, a universe into itself, but yet it related to a lot of places around the world. So that's kind of what's pulled me in and kept me here. And then also, you know, it's getting involved with the community, you know, being one of the few bands that has reached out to various members, whether it be, you know, Mexican singer-songwriters doing folklorico or, you know, collaborating with mariachis here in Tucson, and then taking them with us to Europe, and really celebrating that openness in the cultural exchange that is a big part of the Sonoran Desert, and especially here in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And I love going to Europe, and I love the Mediterranean. I love the combination of cultures there. But I think there's something really beautiful here, and that's also been sort of at the core of what drives me musically. I only feel like I've just kind of barely scratched at the tip of the iceberg of the potential of really making some more beautiful music. And part of that is like learning as much as we can about our past and seeing those connections that have been there and that have kind of laid the groundwork. Certainly, you know, going to Austin, Texas, you know, there's a connection there with that city. And El Paso, I'm excited because, you know, John is living there now. We went there and we did some writing at his house and some recording as well. There's a vibrancy there, you know, in these regions where there's people from various backgrounds. I've always dreamt of doing a tour along the U.S.-Mexican border, going back and forth. You know, like one day you're in Tijuana, the next day you're in San Diego, the next day you're in Mexicali, the next day you're in Calexico, you're in Nogales, Sonora, then you're in Nogales, Arizona, Juarez, and then El Paso, you know, and then so on and so forth.
I'm not from here, I'm not from there, where am I going, should I care, when will I get there, can't really say, I'm in the moment, I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
That would be a dream to do something like that. I realize that that might happen at some point, and maybe this is the first step to getting to that place. I'm excited to go to Ohio, and I'm excited to go to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm excited to go to New Orleans, of course, but I'm excited to go to those areas on this tour where maybe there isn't as much cultural diversity or examples that are readily available to the people, and just kind of showing people, like, look, this is just natural. We don't even think about this. This is just naturally what we want to express, and only because it's fun and it's great. You know, it's not a map. It's not a plan. It's not a thesis. It's just what people naturally want to do. And I didn't realize this until after we had toured Europe with members of this mariachi group here in Tucson named Mariachi Luz de Luna, Light of the Moon. And we got a gig in Phoenix at this tiny place at the time. This is the year 2001, maybe 2002. And we're playing at this tiny place called Nita's Hideaway. And there was a reporter who came and was writing for the Arizona Republic and saw all of this music, you know, all this music from various backgrounds and traditions coming together and celebrating and just having a blast and putting on an incredible show. And he wrote, God, if only our legislators could be this open-minded, you know, think of the progress we could make. You know, and I realized that at the time, like, well, that's cool. You know, I mean, I'm not purposely trying to, you know, make a point. I'm just really just kind of leading with my heart. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all that you can do. And then for us, we're just hopefully going to spread some of this appreciation and love of people's traditions and cultures in hopes of opening others' hearts, you know. And that's really, I mean, we just want to share what we love.
Juntitos, vida mía, y amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. Y amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile.
The ultimate goal is that people want to come together. They don't want to be separated. And I think that music has always been, and culture has always been, at the forefront of showing appreciation of each other. Mm-hmm. So I think that I'm hoping that there, because of the extremes, and I even talk about this in that first song, End of the World with You, that we feels like we're living in this age of extremes. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's just a small window of what's happening, and that we'll find a way to find common ground for discussions, and maybe music will help.
I thought you were the one who said cold words are a burst. She doesn't want to roll me out of someone she can trust with an ear to the ground. Love in the
I loved your shout out to James Turrell. Did that get you some special access to Roden Crater?
Not yet. I won't say no. But nothing has bubbled up yet.
Turn up the microphone on the national parks. You gotta switch something off if you wanna get it right. A crater full of wisdom and James Turrell's eyes.
My family were very influential. My daughters, I have twin daughters, age 6, going on 7 here in a week. And they were really instrumental. You know, instead of trying to isolate myself in writing, I just immersed myself in the chaos at home.
I love that.
So I have a lot of audio recordings and voice memos with my kids shouting and dancing. Telling them, don't stop. We like that. Keep that Latin beat, whatever it is. They don't say Latin beat. They say, we like that. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Even if I'm just humming and playing guitar in the back porch meditatively, my one of my daughters will be out there with me and just sort of humming her own song. Mm. And so that really sort of drove home the, well, it kind of drove home the theme of home and family and connection and how music really kind of connects us. And maybe music is the thread that keeps us, or one of many threads.
Here's a little gift from me to you, a place to store your dreams and your secrets too. When the world goes dark, I'll always be close by to hear your dreams unfold. Hold you when you cry, and as you walk away, letting go of my hand, smile as you turn for one last look, and know you understand. Listen to the song, wherever it takes your soul. Watch the dancers spin around a thousand times more. Travel across the sea just to bring you there. An unconditional wall and the love and kiss. I know I've been away for way too long. I need you now more than ever, before the music is over. And I want you to know this song's for you. And I want
really lucky, and I'm very grateful, and yeah. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a good homecoming show and the first show of the tour.